This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 23rd. I'm Paul Plack in Lakeland, Florida. Hilton Software LLC has announced the app that much of the aviation world has been waiting for, WingX for the iPhone and the iPod Touch. The software enables pilots to easily access pre-flight and in-flight information on the popular mobile devices. CEO Dr. Hilton Goldstein commented, quote, iPhone is an amazing platform for the display of onboard approach charts, airport diagrams, animated radar, and many other weather images. WingX for iPhone provides fast access to a very comprehensive AFD, METARs, TAFs, winds aloft, temperature aloft, route planning, TFRs, and FARs, unquote. Because all charts and diagrams are stored internally, the application does not require an internet connection to be used in flight. WingX for the iPhone runs on iPhone, iPhone 3G, and iPod Touch, and should be available in May at the Apple App Store for wireless downloads. Closely following this week's news of Avadyne's receipt of an FAA TSO for its Integra Release 9 flight deck, the company reports receipt of certification of its new Integra FMS 900W WAS-enabled GPS NavCom flight management system. The new FMS is designed to reduce workload for single-pilot IFR. The FMS 900W uses state-of-the-art VHF and GPS technology to achieve advanced capabilities with Avadyne's trademark ease of use. The TSO covers retrofits for existing Cirrus SR-20 and 22 aircraft. You can find more details at aero-news.net. Here in Lakeland, the first thing you notice at Cessna's display this year is not a new plane, but rather the large posters displaying recent company advertising messages in support of business aviation. My favorite reads in part, quote, "Timidity didn't get you this far. Why put it in your business plan now?" unquote. What's known generally as the RISE campaign features messages promoting business aircraft not only as business tools, but as outward indicators of companies which have what it takes to lead the economy out of recession. Cessna CEO Jack Pelton recently commented in his keynote address at AEA, quote, "Even without the global economic and credit crisis and the public relations issues we're facing, this would be a year of tackling big issues that have long-term, monumental consequences for our industry. This is a pivotal time for our industry in so many areas. How we perform as individual companies and as an industry will determine our future. Cessna has chosen not to focus on staying dry during this storm. Rather, we are out front fighting the storm," unquote. As if on cue, Cessna has announced two fleet deals significant to its piston business. The Civil Air Patrol has ordered 19 new 182T Skylanes. The nonprofit auxiliary to the U.S. Air Force has the largest fleet of Cessna single-engine aircraft in the world, now numbering over 500. The University of North Dakota has ordered 13 more Cessna 172S Skyhawks for the flight line at its John D. Odegaard School of Aerospace Sciences. UND Aerospace expects to log 120,000 hours this year on its fleet of more than 120 aircraft. The school bought 25 Skyhawks in 2008. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Wichita dresses down to aid displaced aerospace workers. NASA prepares a final review of STS-125 readiness. And the NTSB investigates an unexplained instruction from a controller. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, a few minutes with Kit Fox President John McBean, who yesterday announced the company's new special light sport aircraft, the Supersport, is now available. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.